Did you know dementia is the number one killer of women in Australia? If the answer is no, you're not alone. A new study has found only 16% of Australian women know this. The national survey of 3,000 women was conducted by leading women's health organisation Jean Hales. Its CEO is Dr. Sarah White.
The knowledge is pretty low, so only one in six women knew that dementia was actually the leading cause of death for women in Australia. And then when I asked them about, you know, do you know about the risk factors? Yeah, again, awareness very low. Only 4 in 10 knew that living a healthy lifestyle could actually reduce their risk.
Almost 500,000 Australians are living with dementia. It's a cognitive condition that disproportionately affects women. Almost 2/3 of all people diagnosed are women. Professor Karin Anstey is the director of the UNSW Ageing Futures Institute and one of Australia's leading dementia scientists.
There's 46% higher prevalence of dementia in women than men, and it's partly because women live longer. But actually, when we take all age into account, women are still much more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. So they're between the age of 75 and 79, they're 69% more likely to develop Alzheimer's than men. And from 80 to 84, they're 76% more likely to develop Alzheimer's.
Why that is, though, is still a mystery. But what is known is that the risks can be reduced. A recent landmark research collaboration found there are 14 modifiable risk factors for dementia, and if addressed, they could potentially prevent about 45% of cases worldwide. They include high cholesterol, social isolation, untreated vision loss, depression, excessive drinking, obesity, air pollution, and hearing loss. Dr. White, again.
A lot of these you'll find are about environmental stimuli. So if you're not hearing or seeing as well, you're getting less stimuli, basically. And we know that all of these risk factors, they're about amplifying your cognitive reserve. And that is done mainly through cognitive stimulation, but also socially rich experiences. And some experts say if you were going to concentrate on any of these primarily, it would be your social interactions.
Exercise is another powerful protector against dementia. The problem is not enough people know about that either. The Jean Hales study found fewer than half the women surveyed knew the risks of dementia could be reduced. That's why organisations such as Dementia Australia have been calling for a national prevention campaign. Health Minister Mark Butler says the government is considering that, but can't make any commitments.